From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. It is not a good day for Toyota. The company is ordering another recall, this one for more than 9,000 Lexus SUVs, because of the potential for rolling over. And NPR's Brian Naylor reports the carmaker today agreed to pay a $16.4 million fine for failing to promptly notify the government about a defect with gas pedals.
It's the largest fine the government can levy and was assessed after government investigators determined Toyota waited some 4 months to notify it that accelerator pedals in some Toyota models could stick. In a statement, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood said that by failing to report known safety problems, Toyota put consumers at risk. In its own statement, the company denied it had violated the law and said it agreed to the settlement to avoid a protracted dispute and possible litigation. Toyota recalled some 2.3 million cars in the U.S. in January to address the sticky accelerator problem. The company faces dozens of personal injury and wrongful death lawsuits, as well as other government investigations. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. military officials say two leaders of al-Qaeda in Iraq were killed over the weekend. U.S. and Iraqi forces struck their safe house Sunday night near Tikrit. Officials call it potentially the most significant blow to the insurgent group. The FBI has undergone a major transformation. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, a new study shows the agency has moved more than a quarter of its agents to counterterrorism.
The inspector general found that in fiscal 2009, the FBI routed some 26% of its field agents to counterterrorism matters. A little over half the agents, 51%, are focused on criminal cases. That's a big switch from the way the FBI allocated its resources back in 2001. Back then, only 13% of the Bureau's field agents were working on counterterrorism, and more than 70% were focused on crime. The review found that the FBI was using its agents appropriately, having them focus on national priorities such as counterterrorism, counterintelligence, cybercrimes, and civil rights. The report found that where the FBI was thin on the bench was when it came to agents who were supposed to work gangs and criminal enterprises. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Gun rights supporters are holding rallies in and around Washington, D.C. today. Demonstrators at the Washington Monument left their weapons home because of D.C.'s handgun ban. The Supreme Court has ruled that law violates the Constitution. Another group carried their weapons at a rally in Virginia. That's the closest they could get to the Capitol while openly carrying a gun. A handful of companies are expected to report strong earnings later this week, which helped fuel blue-chip gains. The Dow closed up 73 points at 11,092. The Nasdaq lost a point to close at 2480. This is NPR News. The volcanic eruption in Iceland that's been wreaking havoc with air traffic is once again intensifying and growing bigger. This as European Union transport officials are taking steps to free up the skies over Europe for more air traffic. They formed three zones. One is a no-fly area, one that's not affected by the ash and open to aircraft, and one caution zone where airlines need to get permission to fly. Meanwhile, it's been an economic calamity for airlines, tourism, and agriculture. Some of the fallout is evident in South Africa, the hub for agricultural exports to Europe. As Vicky O'Hara reports from Johannesburg, produce there is slowly wilting.
In Johannesburg, fresh ostrich meat, flowers, fruit, and plant cuttings from throughout Africa are put in cold storage at Oliver Tambo International Airport. From there, they're shipped to European markets, especially Paris and Amsterdam. But flights have been disrupted by the volcanic cloud over northern Europe. Skyway Services handles perishable agricultural cargo for shipment from Johannesburg to Europe. The company says so far there has not been too much spoilage, but that will change if regular flights don't resume. Exports of freshly cut fruit, flowers, and salad material are especially vulnerable. Unemployment in the agricultural sector is something Africa cannot afford. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
Space Shuttle Discovery continues to remain aloft after clouds and rain at Florida's Kennedy Space Center kept it from landing as scheduled this morning. NASA says the next opportunity for the shuttle and its seven astronauts to return is tomorrow morning. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.